May 29, 1902. Preparation for selling Christ's object lessons. Ellen G. White. Those who engage in this work should first give themselves unreservedly to God. They should place themselves where they can learn of Christ and follow His example. He has invited them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Angels are commissioned to go forth with those who take up this work in true humility. We are to pray without ceasing, and we are to live our prayers. Faith will greatly increase by exercise. Let those who are canvassing for object lessons learn the lessons taught in the book for which they are working. The Lord imparts a fitness for the work to every man who will cooperate with divine power. If the worker will pray for, believe for, and trust in the Holy Spirit, His power will be poured upon him in strong, heavenly currents. He will drink in the spirit of the book and will put his whole soul into the work of presenting it to the people. His strength, his courage, his success will depend on how fully the truth presented in the book is woven into his own experience and developed in his character. Pray, oh, pray for a deeper experience. Drink deeply of the water of salvation. Learn of Christ. Have faith in His power to help and save you. Faith is the lifeblood of the soul. Its presence gives warmth, health, consistency, and sound judgment. Its vitality and vigor exert a powerful, though unconscious, influence. The life of Christ in the soul is as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. It leads to a constant cultivation of the heavenly graces and to a kindly submission in all things to the Lord. You may not be able to speak eloquently to those you desire to help, but if you speak modestly, hiding self in Christ, your words will be dictated by the Holy Spirit, and Christ, with whom you are cooperating, will impress the heart. In all the self-denial required of us in this work, amid all the unpleasant things that occur, we are to consider that we are yoked up with Christ, partakers of His spirit of kindness, forbearance, and self-abnegation. This spirit will open the way before us and give us success, because Christ is our recommendation to the people.